Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Well, coming closer and closer to the end of Paul's epistle to Philemon, we have entered virtually the last part of the main body of the epistle, where Paul shows us how to encourage and how to apply accountability. These are good lessons. A biblical approach to encouragement, we all need that, and we all need to give that. And a biblical approach to accountability, likewise. We all need that, and we all need to know how to hold others accountable where that is appropriate in a gracious and Christ-like way. And Paul shows us the way in Philemon verses 21 and 22 when he says, "Having confidence in your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say, but meanwhile, also prepare a guest room for me, for I trust that you, through your prayers I shall be granted to you." And so the word of encouragement is in verse 21, but the reminder of accountability is verse 22. And the word of encouragement is that Paul states very clearly that he has confidence in Philemon's obedience, having confidence in your obedience. He is confident that Philemon is a man who desires to please the Lord, to obey the Lord. He is a man who follows properly ordained, God-ordained spiritual leadership, which the Apostle Paul represented in his life. He is a man who responds to truth, and he's confident, therefore, of Philemon's obedience, that is, to respond positively to the things that Paul has appealed to him concerning in this epistle. And so he says, "Having confidence in your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will even do more than I say." That's encouragement. But there is, of course, also accountability, which follows in the next verse. And we will look at that in a moment. But first, let me welcome you to this Thursday, December 7 edition of the Beacon Broadcast, and remind you that we depend upon the gifts of radio listeners to maintain this ministry on this station. Confidence in Philemon's obedience. And it is interesting that Paul is referring here, of course, to the words that he has spoken to Philemon. In other words, obedience to Paul. But he views it more correctly, I think, in terms of obedience to Christ. And that's what we need to remember, is that our obedience is not to a man, but to Christ. But our obedience to Christ, more often than not, requires obedience to a man. Or should I say, to a human being. Now, do you understand what I'm saying? Let me try to explain that. It's a fine line, but it's important that we understand it. Our responsibility to obey is to Christ. We are to obey Him. We are to obey His Word. We are to do what He tells us to do, and if we have been born again, we'll have a desire to do exactly that. But our obedience to Christ, in most cases, involves obedience to some human messenger, some human authority that God has placed in our lives who is ministering the Word of God to us, or in some cases not. But nevertheless, our obedience to God requires our obedience to that individual. Sometimes it's not even a Christian. For example, we are required to obey the laws of the land, to be obedient to the government of the country, of the nation, of the state that we live in, up until the point where those laws require us to disobey God. But when they don't require us to disobey God, we have a responsibility to obey the laws. Now, is that an obedience to be obedient to that, to the laws of the land? Is that obedience to Christ or to a man? Well, it is first, foremost, and most importantly, obedience to Christ. That's why we do it. We obey the laws of the land, not, as some people seem to believe, only the ones we agree with. Boy, wouldn't that be a chaotic society? And we are seeing that in our national society today in the United States of America. It's tearing apart at the seams, and one of the reasons for it that nobody seems to want to talk about is this growing sentiment that people are only responsible to obey the laws that they agree with. We have such a strong emphasis upon individualism that we carry it to that extreme. A person is actually considered to be noble if they defy and disobey laws that they don't agree with, at least if the laws that they don't agree with and defy are ones that the press also disagrees with, then they are touted as heroes. And of course, society is falling apart at the seams because you can't have law and order in society if people are only going to obey the laws that they agree with. That's a sure recipe for disaster, and we're seeing that disaster taking place around us. But a Christian has a different perspective. A Christian who knows the Word of God realizes that he has a responsibility to obey human authority in government, whether he agrees with it or not, as long as it doesn't violate the Word of God. When government commands us to disobey God, then of course our response is always, we must obey God rather than man. But so many of these things are not things that violate God's law, but they're things that we just don't particularly like. But a Christian will submit to those on the basis of Romans 13:1. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. It's amazing to me how many Christians even have trouble with this. But of course, it shouldn't be amazing to me. I know my own heart. I know my own Adamic nature rebels against authority. And I have to remind myself to submit to human authority for Christ's sake. Who am I obeying? I'm obeying Christ. He's the one who told me to do this, but to be obedient to Christ, I have to be obedient to men. Oftentimes, people that I don't like, people that I don't agree with, people that I do not want to submit to. But my submission to Christ, whom I do want to submit to, requires me to be obedient and submissive to others that I may not want to be obedient to. And it's that way all the way down the line. And so Christians are required to be obedient to Christ, but in order to be obedient to Christ, we usually have to be obedient to other human beings. Take a wife who is commanded by Scripture to be submissive to her husband. Her husband may not even be a Christian. He may not be a very exemplary man, and yet the requirement still applies to her and her situation. Now, if her husband commands her to do something that's contrary to the Word of God, she will have to resist. If he says, I want you to join me in this scheme of stealing, this swindling scheme to swindle others out of their money, she will have to say, I'm sorry, that violates my obedience to Christ. I can't do that. I'm sorry, I can't do that. I've got to obey God rather than man. He has made it very clear that I must not steal, and so forth. But in those things that are not forbidden by the Word of God or required by the Word of God, then she's going to have to submit in order to be submissive to Christ. It may rankle her a great deal to do that. And it's the same way with children in the home to their parents, and on and on and on it goes. Our obedience is not to a man exactly. It's to Christ. But our obedience to Christ usually requires obedience to a man. And of course, sometimes that man is a woman. We're talking about human beings. And so that's what Paul is getting at here in verse 21 of Philemon when he says, having confidence in your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say. So whose obedience are we talking about here? Philemon's obedience to Paul, which is a reflection of, an extension of, Philemon's submission to the Lord Jesus Christ. But in this particular instance, it comes across as submission to the Apostle Paul. I have every confidence in your obedience. I have every confidence that you will do what I say and even more than I say. You will take what I say to be recommendations and suggestions that you will carry even farther because of your love for Christ and your love for truth and your recognition that what I say to you is given by God to point you in the right direction. So that's what you will do. Having confidence in your obedience, I write to you knowing. There's another word of encouragement. Knowing that this is what you will do. Why does he know that? Again, because he knows Philemon. He recognizes that Philemon is the kind of man who does respond to truth because he is submitted to Christ. So this is the way it's supposed to work, actually. It ought to be that Christians can be led by suggestion and encouragement rather than by command and threat. Because Christians are people who ought to be eager to obey. Eager to obey Christ, and therefore eager to obey human beings who are speaking the word of Christ to them or who are placed in a position of authority by Christ himself, by his word. So because Paul knew that Philemon was submitted to Christ, he was confident that he would do all that Paul requested and more. With Philemon, Paul can encourage, Paul can request, Paul can appeal, Paul can suggest. He knows that that's all Philemon needs. Paul can trust Philemon. He knows his Christian character. Paul can encourage Philemon because he knows his Christian character. With Philemon, that's all it takes to head him in the right direction. Some words of suggestion and encouragement. And that's all it takes. And the proper results are sure to follow. And the question is that all it takes for you? Or are you of the more belligerent type that requires a whole lot more than what it required for Philemon to understand the proper path of obedience and to gladly take it with a right heart attitude? It's a good question. We need to examine our hearts before the Lord. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.